Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're shaping a jungle base wobble in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is very specific. We are not building a generic dubstep sound. We want that old school jungle pressure. Wobbly, gritty, rhythmic, and tight enough to sit under a break without trashing the low end. Think of the space as part of the groove, not separate from it. In jungle and old school drum and bass, the bass usually lives in the drop or the turnaround, where it answers the drums instead of fighting them. That matters because the break needs space to snap, shuffle, and breathe. If the bass is too busy or too wide, the whole record starts to lose its punch. So we're going to make something that moves with purpose, stays mono safe, and still has character. Start simple. Open a MIDI track and load a stock instrument like operator or wave eatable. Don't write a big melody. Keep it to 2 to 4 notes, maybe a 1-bar or 2-bar phrase. A classic jungle move is to leave space on the downbeat, hit a note before the snare, answer after the snare, and then close the bar with a longer note or a small variation. That kind of spacing is powerful. Why this works in D&B is simple. The bass doesn't need to say everything. The break is already carrying a lot of rhythmic energy. The bass gets heavier when it leaves pockets of silence and lets the drum speak. So before you reach for sound design, make the MIDI feel good. Now build the sub first. Keep it clean. In operator, a sine wave is perfect. In wave eatable, use a simple sine or triangle style source. The point is to make the low end stable and focused. Set the amp envelope fast, but not clicky. Give it a short decay if you want a more punchy jungle stab, or a little more release if you want it to roll. Just don't let the notes smear into each other. What to listen for here is whether the sub feels controlled. If the notes overlap too much, the low end will blur into the kick and the snare. And once that happens, the groove gets muddy very fast. Keep it tight. Keep it boring on purpose. That boring sub is what lets the bass hit hard later. Now add the wobble layer. This is where the personality lives. You can duplicate the instrument or keep it on the same track if you're organized, but I like thinking of this as two jobs. The sub gives weight. The mid layer gives movement. On the mid layer, use a richer source like a saw or square. Then add auto filter, saturator, EQ8, and maybe a touch of chorus ensemble if you really need width. The key is to create harmonic content that can move. Then high pass the mid layer so the sub stays clean underneath. Usually somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the patch. Push the saturation a little so the movement reads on smaller speakers. This is important. If the wobble only sounds good on big monitors, it's not finished yet. You want the mids to speak clearly enough that the bass still has attitude on a club system or a phone speaker, while the true low end stays disciplined. Now comes the wobble motion itself. In Ableton Live 12, the easiest beginner approach is to automate the filter cutoff on the mid layer. Keep it musical. You do not need constant chaos. Start with movement that changes once or twice per beat, or even once per half bar if you want a heavier old school feel. Open the filter a bit, then close it. Let the phrase breathe. Then change the contour in the next bar so it doesn't feel copy-pasted. What to listen for is this. Can you still hear the shape of the note when the filter moves? If it just sounds like a whoosh, you've gone too far. The wobble should feel like a phrase, not a special effect. It needs a center. At this point, you can choose the flavor. You can go cleaner and rolling, or dirtier and more ragged. If your breaks are busy, a cleaner rolling wobble usually works better. Keep the saturation controlled and let the drums stay in front. If you want darker, nastier jungle energy, push the drive harder. Let the filter bite a bit more and maybe add a touch of resonance. Just be careful, because resonance can make a patch sound huge while actually weakening the real punch. A good rule of thumb is this. If the drums are already doing a lot, let the bass be more restrained. If the drum loop is simpler and you want the bass to be the menace, you can afford to get rougher. Now make the bass lock with a break. This is where the magic happens. Put the bass loop next to the drums and listen to how it answers the snare and kick. In jungle, the bass often feels strongest when it responds to the break instead of landing on every hit. Try starting the wobble just after the snare, leaving space on the snare itself, and letting the bass open slightly before the next kick. That gives the groove a push without trampling the drums. A really effective old-school move is a two-bar call and response. Keep bar 1 simpler, then make bar 2 a little more active. Maybe the filter opens a bit more. Maybe one note jumps. Maybe the second phrase has a stronger contour. That one small change can make the loop feel alive without needing a new synth patch. If the bass fights the break, stop and simplify. Don't keep adding movement. That's a beginner trap. Usually the best move is to reduce the note count and tighten the rhythm until the bass and drums feel like they belong to the same record. You'll also want to nudge the timing. Jungle bass is tight, but it doesn't have to be sterile. In the MIDI clip, adjust note placement a tiny bit if needed. If the bass feels late, move it forward slightly. If it feels pushy, pull it back a touch. Do this while the drums and bass are looped together. Never tune the sound only in solo, because solo can lie to you. A patch that feels huge alone can become messy as soon as the break comes back in. What to listen for here is the snare. If your bass makes the snare feel smaller, the groove is not right yet. The bass should energize the break, not cover it. For grit, use stock Ableton processing smartly. Saturator or overdrive can help the mid layer speak. EQ8 can clean up the mud around 200 to 400 Hz if things get cloudy, and it can tame harshness around 2 to 5 kHz if the wobble gets too scratchy. If you want a rougher edge, try overdrive before the filter. If you want something smoother and more controlled, use saturator first and keep it subtler. This is where a lot of jungle character comes from. Not from making the bass louder, but from adding harmonics above the sub so it feels rude without ruining the mix. That contrast is classic. Dirty mids, disciplined low end. That's the recipe. Now check mono compatibility. This is non-negotiable. Keep the sub centered. If you use any width, keep it on the mid layer only and keep it subtle. A bass that sounds enormous in stereo but falls apart in mono is a problem on club systems, and jungle needs to translate. If the sound gets weak in mono, reduce width immediately. Do not widen the sub to fix it. Instead, create more harmonic content in the mid so the bass still reads clearly without stereo tricks. A good practical trick is to treat the sub below about 120 Hz as a centered, stable anchor. Let the movement and attitude live above that. If the bass still feels thin after mono safe treatment, don't chase width. Add character in the mid layer instead. Once the sound is working, start thinking like an arranger. If the patch is getting messy or if you want to move faster, print the bass to audio. Resampling gives you more control. You can chop it, reverse tails, mute sections, and build transitions without having to reprogram the synth every time. That's a very useful workflow when you're building proper jungle drops. For arrangement, think in phrases. A 4-bar or 8-bar drop block is a great place to start. Let the first couple of bars establish the vibe, then make the next couple of bars slightly more active. Maybe add a fill, a pitch jump, or a stronger filter opening. Then pull it back a little so the next section can hit harder. That's how you make the bass feel like a phrase engine instead of a looped wobble. Here's something really important to remember. When the bass starts sounding exciting, resist the urge to keep opening the filter wire. That's usually the point where the sound gets more obvious, not better. Ask yourself whether the wobble is supporting the groove or whether it's trying to become the main event. In jungle, the groove wins. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, think about a few extra details. Let the filter movement feel slightly imperfect. A wobble that opens unevenly across the bar can feel more human and more old school than a perfectly symmetrical LFO shape. You can also print a few versions early on. One clean, one dirtier, one with a different filter phrase for transitions. That gives you arrangement options without rebuilding the patch every time. Let's quickly cover the biggest mistakes. Don't make the bass too wide too early. Don't wobble constantly just because you can. Don't let the sub overlap into the next note. Don't overdrive it until the kick disappears. And don't design it in solo and hope it works later. Always listen to the bass with the break. What to listen for in the final version is this. Can you still hear the snare clearly? Does the bass feel like it belongs to the break? And does it stay solid when summed to mono? If the answer is yes, you're in the right place. So here's the recap. Build the MIDI simply. Keep the sub clean and centered. Let the movement live in the mids. Use filter automation or a wobble-like contour to make the bass answer the break. Add controlled grit, not uncontrolled noise. Check everything against the drums, not in isolation. And arrange it in phrases so it feels like a real jungle drop, not just a synth loop. Now take the 15-minute exercise and build a 2-bar jungle wobble bass with no more than 4 notes. Keep the sub mono safe. Draw one main filter shape, and test it with a drum loop. If you want the extra challenge, turn it into a 4-bar drop phrase with one clear change in the second half, then print one version to audio and compare. Keep it tight, keep it rude, and make the break and bass feel like they're moving as one.